Call Back the Past.
...1947 will be remembered as the year of the new look, dresses down to the ankles, and for increasing reports from people who said they'd seen flying saucers. But these are flippant memories. 1947 was also the year of the Marshall Plan, the Dead Sea Scrolls, Indian independence, and once again, economic difficulties in Britain. Prime Minister Clement Attlee.
I have no easy words for you tonight, nor, as you may have read in the press, must you expect high phrases or eloquence. But I want to hold your interest and to stir your imagination. And this is best done by simple and straightforward words. Listen with me to the end and think and talk over what I have said afterwards. I have a heavy responsibility upon me, but you have too. You all know the serious economic position of our country and the drastic steps which the government is taking to overcome our difficulties. The measures which we are taking will affect everybody. Wage earners, managers, technicians, producers and consumers alike. The problem that faces us can only be solved if everyone shares in the sacrifices necessary and joins in the work required for success.
In 1947, South Africa's elder statesman, Jan Christiaan Smuts, born in the Malmesbury district of the Western Cape, was honored by being awarded the freedom of Malmesbury in England. And the Obas was back in time to welcome the royal family on their historic visit to South Africa.
On the left-hand side, the pavement is packed solidly, and the people on the balconies are leaning over and they're cheering and shouting as the procession goes on its way. It's really grand and magnificent to have the king and queen here like this. And now the mounted escort, the advance party, has already passed the railway station. The Royal Car Escort is approaching the railway station now. And from here, we hand you over to our next commentary point, Joseph McDowell, where we now really see the stop.
Some well-remembered books of 1947. John Gunter's Inside USA, Tales of the South Pacific by James Michener, The Moving Diary of Anne Frank, and Laura Hobson's Gentleman's Agreement, while this novelty song claimed a spot on most hit parades.
So, bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear.
That no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
Magazine? What happens?
I see how people who are civilized bung you with automobiles.
You know you can get hurt that way, Daniel?
At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
What do they see, Danny?
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel tapes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. He's so happy in the jungle, he refused to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
In the midst of the severest winter in 50 years in England, by the loss of another jewel in the crown of the British Empire, the independence of India, Pandit Nehru.
At the stroke of the midnight hour, when the world sleeps, India will awake to life and freedom.
Tribute from the crowd also to Mahatma Gandhi. The mid-air explosion of a Dutch airliner near Copenhagen, Denmark, resulted in the loss of 22 lives, including those of Prince Gustav of Sweden and screen and opera star Grace Moore, in a year which also saw the passing of motor pioneer Henry Ford. American baseball said goodbye to Babe Ruth on his retirement, and middleweight Rocky Graziano reported that he'd been offered $100,000 to throw a fight.
We three, we're all alone, living in a memory. My echo, my shadow, and me. We three, we're not a crowd, we're not even company. My echo, my shadow, and me.
The Ink Spots sang that hit song of 1947 at a time when Harry Truman announced his Truman Doctrine of aid to Greece and Turkey to protect them from Russian pressures. The idea was extended in the form of economic and military aid to Europe and China in the Marshall Plan, the scheme being launched by Secretary of State George Marshall. The great communist scare was on in America, and countless people suspected of communist sympathies were investigated. The film industry had a thorough going over, and among those interrogated was visitor to the United States, Bertolt Brecht. In spite of his right to plead the Fifth Amendment and remain silent, Brecht elected to answer the questions, and in the end had the better of the exchanges. Nevertheless, no doubt sickened by the whole process, Brecht left America.
Now, Mr. Brecht, what is your occupation?
I am a playwright and a poet.
Playwright and poet?
Yes.
Where are you presently employed?
I'm not employed.
Were you ever employed in the motion picture industry?
Yeah, I sold a story to a Hollywood firm. Hangman also died, but I did not write the screenplay myself. I'm not a professional screenplay writer. I wrote another story for a Hollywood firm, but that story was not produced.
The theatrical season of 1947 provided Tennessee Williams' great play A Streetcar Named Desire, and also box office successes in The Heiress, All My Sons, and The Winslow Boy. While on the musical side, most successful offering was Brigadoon.
Maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could swim Loch Lomond and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. When we walked up the bridge,
not a word did we say. It was almost like being in love. But your
almost like being in love.
Oh, the music of life seems to be
like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts,
I would swear I was falling. It's all a blind faith in love.
As always, the Middle East was in the news. A British proposal in 1947 to divide Palestine between the Arabs and the Jews was rejected, and Britain tossed the hot potato into the lap of the United Nations, which body later voted for the partition, which would eventually lead to the establishment of the new Jewish state, Israel. Palestine was also the source of the year's most exciting scientific discovery, the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Now, experts in Hebrew handwriting dated the scrolls to pre-Christian times, which made the biblical manuscripts among them older by 1,000 years than anything of their kind then known. Furthermore, other scrolls showed some most interesting correspondences with the ideas and forms of the New Testament, implying that here we had the religious background of Christianity. But much depended on their precise dating. First, only the cave where the scrolls had been found afforded archaeological evidence of the usual kind. And it so happened in this case that it proved inconclusive. Then science stepped in and offered us some interesting contributory evidence. Now, the scrolls had originally been wrapped in linen cloths, and a good deal of this material had been recovered from the debris of the cave. 2 pounds weight were sent to Chicago, burnt to ashes, and these ashes tested for their radiocarbon activity. On the basis of these tests, the scientists offered the date of 33 AD, plus or minus 200.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.